Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Welcome to Fat Mascara, everyone. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess. What's up? How you doing?
Hi, guys. Hi, Jess. It's a beauty podcast. Should I spell that for Google? B-E-A. No, I'm just kidding. You know why you're here. We talk about our lives, about beauty. How you doing, Jess?
I'm okay. We are, in the thick of it this summer. We are here at the Matlin Janeski household. Today is a tense day because as we record this, my cat Farina is undergoing some surgery.
I've been thinking about Farina.
Yeah. So
it's on her teeth, right?
Her teeth, her gums, the whole gamut. So if you listen to the pod for a while, you know that I've had she's my second cat on this pod's watch. We lost Janetta in September, the day after my birthday. And then we got Farina in November. And Farina was another, I would say, rescue situation. She lived in a shed for 4 years. It is so effed up. Minimal human contact. It's very depressing. I don't like to think about it or talk about it. But needless to say, she was not like having her teeth taken care of. And even if your cat was not locked in a shed for 4 years, a lot of people don't take care of their cat's teeth. They just think like they're a cat, you know, like they don't need to go to the orthodontist, you know? But you have to look after your cat's teeth, your dog's teeth, whatever. Like, it's not normal for their mouths to smell. It's not normal, like, to just, like, ignore your cat's teeth.
Yeah.
So her breath was, like, funky as hell. And I was just like, it smells weird. I just felt like she smelled weird. And don't ignore your spidey sense, like, about anything. That's what I'm, like, realizing, like, in life.
Instincts, yes.
Yeah, your intuition is likely, like, just follow it. I'm not saying follow it down like a psycho, you know, like we know these psychos, but, like, follow it a little bit. So I followed it a little bit all the way to the vet, and the vet said, like, sure, you know, as L, like, her mouth was, like, seriously inflamed, rotting, like gingivitis or whatever. So she is now with the periodontist and like the cat oral surgeon. God bless these specialists. And after like a failed attempt to get her in the carrier, like we had to cancel a surgery. It's so embarrassing and horrible. We got her in the carrier and now she's getting the surgery. So
when do you pick her up? Later today?
Later today.
And they're taking out a bunch of teeth, right?
Yeah, we don't even know how many.
Fixing up her gums. Oh gosh, okay. We're going to need an update.
Yeah, she had to board last night because it was too much of a time crunch to get her in the morning. So anyway, say a little prayer. Probably by the time you listen to this, obviously we'll know what happened, but not probably, definitely.
She's going to be out and better. Yeah. I bet you have a whole new cat on your hands when she comes out. Maybe that's, you know, like I feel like when Wolfgang was sick, when he got better, it was like a new personality. Like clearly he was being skittish because he didn't feel well.
Yeah, I really hope she'll be a happy cat.
Aww.
I hope so.
Okay, everybody in the fam is wishing Farina good luck on her dental hygiene surgery and potential gum surgery. We love you, Farina. Yeah.
Love you, Farina.
How's little Lake and Jeff and everyone?
They're good. You know, I'm kind of like, it's been almost 2 months here. Or God, it's been 2 months, I think, exactly.
Oh, yes, in the country. How's your skunk?
Yeah, right, the country. So we're sporadic listeners to the show. We moved from New York to Hoboken. You know, I am kind of coming to grips with, not grips, it's amazing, you know, but like, it's so weird that we don't live in the city now. Like, I don't know, it just feels like weird, you know, like the mayoral race just happened and I kind of can't believe I didn't vote, like the New York mayoral race.
Oh yeah, you're not a New York City resident.
I'm like invested in the race, but I'm like, I don't live there. You know,
it will still affect you. Hoboken's like the sixth borough.
It's weird because I'm like, we were in Jersey over the week. I say we were in Jersey.
We live in New Jersey.
But like, I'm not a city person, but I'm not a suburb person. I'm in this like nether world. But you lived in Hoboken at some point in your life.
Yeah, like, I think it was like a town. I always thought I lived in New York City. I don't know. I think I even told people because I was like, I don't want to say I live in Hoboken.
Thanks. It's just weird. It's like this like
please, now you have a nice pool at your building though and Lake can learn to swim and you have a skunk for God's sake. You're in nature.
It's just like an in-between. I still feel like I'm in an in-between spot in my life because I'm not settled. Like we didn't buy a place. It's just like, we're like,
yes,
but I don't even know, like, will we ever buy a place? Like, I don't know. We're just kind of like in this in-between spot in my life.
I think it's weirdly, I'm sure you are like transitionally in that spot, but I think a lot of people are feeling that right now because we're sort of like, wait, okay, we go back to normal life and what was normal life. And it's just this weird time of like, oh, right, I can start back up my dreams for the future. I can restart plans for going on a trip, maybe traveling, buying a house.
What are the plans though?
I know. Like,
real plans? Like, are they worth it? Like, should we even bank on real plans? Like,
I know, because I get the same feeling because sometimes I'm like, okay, cool. So I'll plan this thing. And you're like, but what if another worldwide pandemic happens?
or anything. Like, I've just kind of reevaluated everything. So I don't know. It's a really strange time.
You know what I will
say,
though? The one thing that is going to be steady for you guys, all of you out there, and Jess, is me and Jess and Fat Mascara. I've been looking at some other podcasts that are taking, like, time off for the summer. We'll take a week off or something. But no, twice a week, we're here for you, giving you the beauty update. We should do that.
We're working hard. We're in the closet. I'm in the closet. Jen's in her bedroom.
Yes.
We have been pretty steady Eddie with the output.
Well, there's been lots of news to talk about and things to talk about.
Oh my God, there's so much news. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on this week.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the beauty industry news. Some updates there. Jen's Science Corner, of course. And then let's talk hair trends. There's the wolf cut that I've been seeing for a little while. I need to talk about the wolf cut with you, Jess, and I need to talk about
family. Okay, when you mentioned the wolf cut, I know you're leading this segment, but I do have a lot to say.
Oh, I'm not leading. We're just having a discussion.
Okay.
And it's
going to
be great.
Okay.
And we're so glad you're all here for it. So let's do the show. Everybody sends good thoughts to Farina. We'll give you an update next week. And for now,
she's getting a wolf cut as we speak.
Oh my God.
That's actually what she's doing. No.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
Dun, 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 da, da. The news. Hey, everyone. Get this. We're restarting here at Femme Mascara. Everybody's restarting transitions. So is Glossier. They're moving back into their retail expansion. Now, Emily Weiss, the founder and former Femme Mascara guest, said on a blog that they will be opening a store in Seattle in late summer, then one in LA in the fall and one in London in the winter. Maybe you've heard that. However, a little digging on Reddit told me, I love when people who work for a company like sneakily post pictures. I saw some images from inside, reportedly inside the Glossier Seattle store. It's mushroom themed. She's alluded to a lot of nature, but I saw some like mushroom visuals. So I'm not sure. There might be like a magic mushroom. I know she's very into, or that brand is very into the experiential retail. So TBD on what that's
mushrooms are very hot right now as an ingredient.
So hot right now.
But also, yes. You know, the cottage core, fairy core.
Okay.
Gnome core.
Ashwagandha core.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So retail stores are opening for Glossier, and they might be a fun visit. Speaking of former guests, Kim Kardashian West is shutting down KKW on August 1st, but only apparently it's a hiatus because they're planning to come back with a new look and new formulas. Now, this, of course, comes on heels of the news that she is separating and divorcing from Kanye West. So a lot of people are speculating that she's going to like drop the W from the brands. I am not. Because first of all, branding. Second of all, she hasn't put in anything about a name change. Third of all, if you'll remember, Coty took a 20% stake in her company. And Coty has a whole board of directors and they have a lot of business to do. They also worked on Kylie's products. I have a feeling they're going to be influencing some of the changes she makes. And she even says that she's going to be upgrading the formulas and redoing the packaging slightly. So I'm curious to see what comes out of this change. No timeline yet as to when they will be back online and back selling directly to customers. Another former guest. Look at this. This is what happens over 5 years of making a podcast. A lot of our guests, like, you know, they stay in the news, go on to big things. Actress Tracee Ellis Ross is collaborating with Angela Davis on a Hulu docuseries. I'm very excited about this, called Hair Tales, all about the culture of Black hair as it relates to Black women's identity. She calls it, Tracee, a love letter to Black women. The roster of executive producers on this, I was like, there's no way this is going to be bad. Like leading off with Oprah Winfrey, and then it goes on from there of like all these amazing women that are working on this project. I'm so excited to see it. I also love a docuseries because you can like, you know, you can dip in, dip out like chapters and a big story. So 2022 is when this is expected to premiere on Hulu. So definitely look for that. Now, Southern correspondent Val shared this with me, and I had to do some digging because I really was not aware of this world, and whoo, it's big. Dignitas, the esports team, which has multiple female e-gamers on its roster, I guess it shouldn't even matter if they're female, but you'll see why, has inked a deal with NYX Cosmetics to be its beauty sponsor. So some of their e-gamers will participate in like palette swap videos, and they'll do videos with popular makeup artists, giveaways, ways to engage their community. Now, so I went on, I looked up their roster of e-gamers. They all have different games that they're on. And I decided to watch. Like, I don't have Twitch, but I was like, okay, let me stream along with Demetra Green. Her handle, like her screen name is Tiger Queen. She plays this game Rocket League. And so I watched and I was like, okay, I would feel bad asking about her makeup, but as I was watching her play the game, you know how streaming works, guys. Like, you're watching the whole mm-hmm. video game experience, and then the little corner in the box is the gamer doing her thing or their thing, and then there's the chat function. She's talking to you while she's doing it. And the whole time, I'm, like, supposed to be watching her play this game and be like, wow, what skills she has. I was like, ooh, look at her full face beat. Like, she looks good. And I wanted to like go into the chat and be like, are you already wearing the NYX? What's going on? So I'm of two minds about this, which is one, shouldn't we recognize these people for their skills in the game that they do, not necessarily what they look like? But then I was like, please, there's beauty and grooming sponsors for all sorts of sports teams and all sorts of like corporate branding strategies. And this is just another one that I think legitimizes the whole e-gaming and streaming gaming world as more of a, you know, not like a niche indie thing in the depths of the internet somewhere. This is like big time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So follow their influencers and you'll start to see more beauty content there. If you're in the mood for gaming news, how's this? Level X, a company that makes video games for health professionals, has just expanded into dermatology with the Top Derm video game. Now, before you get too excited, I was like, oh, this will be fun. They'll show me like pictures of like a pimple and milia and be like, which is the pimple? Hell to the no. This is for like hardcore medically trained people. They will be giving continuing credits eventually. Like you'll do the training on their video games and get certificates for credit. So I decided to download the quote unquote game. I'm not even calling it a game, just to play it because I, you know, I like to think of myself as like Dr. Remember you used to call me Dr. Goldstein? Dr. Sullivan now. Yes. So I decided to take the quiz on psoriasis. It was like a temper. I only got a 66%. That is not going to get me through medical school, people. But the cool thing about this is a lot of derms have talked about this, about how it's hard to see pictures of different skin issues on different skin tones, or just get a lot of dermatology photos because they use the same ones in medical literature over and over again. Well, this particular company came up with this thing called Deep Skin FX Generator. So these are sort of like CGI built visuals that they're giving you that look like real skin. So dermatologists will get even better training if they're using this game. You can actually download it if you're not a derm. And last in the science corner, okay, it's a positive science. All right, Jess, stay with me. Stress-induced hair graying is reversible.
Okay, I was like, this is not getting off to a great start. Okay, it's reversible. Okay, how so? How so?
Okay, so we've known anecdotally for a while that psychological stress can accelerate gray hair in humans. There are also some animal studies that show proof of that. But scientists haven't been able to prove it because they don't have sensitive enough methods to precisely correlate the times that the hair is changing its pigment with the times in their life. But now researchers have been able to do that. They had 14 subjects keep stress diaries. Then they studied their hair using a hair. Oh, by the way, this is from a paper in eLife that I'll link to. They had a scanner built that captures detailed images of the hair strands that are only 1/20th of a millimeter wide. How much hair growth do you think that represents, Jess? How long would it take you to grow 1/20th of a millimeter of hair?
1/20th. Of a millimeter of hair a day?
An hour.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like they are down to, they're slicing the hair up so thin and scanning it so like microscopically that they can see during this hour, here is the bit of hair that grew out of your head. So doing that and correlating it with the stress diaries, they were able to see, yes, when people had more stress for that amount of hours or days or weeks that they were stressed, the pigment was not in their strand.
Right. Okay. So it could be down to the incident.
Right. Because maybe your hair, say you have brown hair, maybe your hair still looks brown as a whole. But if you were to get down and really look at it, there's a certain point when it starts graying or losing its pigment. And then eventually, you know, 3 years from now, you have a full length gray hair. Well, they're looking at it on an hour by hour basis. And they were able to find that the pigment might disappear during stress. But then as it comes out of the follicle, the pigment can come back if they're not stressed. So one of the researchers told Science Daily, quote, there was one individual in the study who went on vacation and five hairs on this person's head reverted back to a dark pigment during the vacation. So whatever this person was...
Who's funding this research?
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of things that can come out. There's way more they were studying than this. Even the scanning alone is worthy of a paper, like the fact that they're able to get this detailed. They also looked into the proteins and how that can change the graying. And actually, I don't know if you were being rhetorical or not, but I actually didn't look at the funding, and that's always something to good.
No, I was not being rhetorical.
Yeah, that's
I
actually
know
something really good to
research.
Do when you look at a paper, when you ever, if you guys are ever doing this, because sometimes it is sponsored by a company that wants to make a product associated with this. I can't say that's the case in this one. I don't remember, but I'll link to the paper so we can all look at it together. But I just think it's really cool, A, that they could get down to an hour's worth of growth. Like,
that's really cool.
If you're taking a test or you have some big work presentation during that hour, the little bit of hair that came out of your head might have been duller. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I'm just thinking like if you get into a really big fight, you know, or
oh my God,
like
for
you have
days,
a really
you probably have like,
week.
I mean, again, that's only like, so 20 hours, one day is 1 millimeter growth of hair. You might not see it in the long run, but over time, as we know, eventually enough days of stress and enough, you know, age put in there as well, you'll have gray hair. But maybe based on this research, they'll be able to find a new way to reverse graying if that's something you're into.
Curious. Wait, so could it just be like, let's say it's not just like, you know, barber brush white hair,
yeah.
You know, like, could it just be your hair is just duller?
Yes. And that's what they said. Like, if you looked at the strand as a whole, you might not even know that the pigment went away and it was a white hair for a little bit, because then the length of the hair still uniformly at eye level looks brown, for example. But I've had hairs fall out of my head where I look at them and I'm like, what? Like, and it's not just from dye, but some parts are gray and some parts are brown. And I've always wondered about that because you don't go gray overnight. It's a process.
Yeah. I was thinking like, you know, in... you know, like TV shows or, you know, like plays or whatever, like when they're showing somebody that's like having a hard time,
yeah.
You know, they never make their hair real glossy and shiny yes. and blown out. Like it's always like really dull and, you know,
I mean, it's an excellent point. We talked to nutritionists who were like, oh, when you're stressed out, your hair isn't as shiny. But maybe it's actually not just the shine. It's also the fact that your pigment isn't as dark.
Right. Yeah. I know that the idea is that the person is not taking extra care to like give themselves a blowout and like, you know, use nice products and all that. It's just kind of like their hair is an afterthought. But I do wonder if it's kind of...
Yeah, but and not even just with styling, with the fact that like if they're not eating well, their body's busy being in fight or flight response, mm-hmm. it's not sending... like nice yeah. fatty oils up to your hair, you know? It's like, get me out of this stressful situation.
Yeah. It's sad. Sad. Okay,
but no, the plus side being like, maybe we'll be able to reverse graying hair at some point in the future. Yeah. So I'll link to that so you guys can learn more. That was the Science Corner. That was the news. Thank you for being with me for that.
Good stuff.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, it's time to talk about the Wolf haircut, the haircut that is storming. Would I say it's storming the nation? I'm not going to go that far, but it's definitely a thing.
Storming TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you though, Jen. Well, first let's describe it.
Let's describe it.
If you have not seen the Wolf haircut, I'm having trouble, by the way, like I'm having a real problem connecting the animal to this haircut. I don't think wolves have this haircut. Like it's short in the front. Okay, it's a shag. Okay, if you've seen a shag, you've kind of seen the wolf haircut.
I'll define it real simply for you. It's a shag. You've got fangs or it's a grown out mullet. Here's another reference that might help you. Layers in the front, layers through the top of the head, the length at the nape of the neck, sometimes at the sides as well. Almost like a lion's mane more than a wolf. I guess it would have to be a very hairy wolf. Yeah.
Just Google it so you have a visual for this because it's difficult to describe. Okay. There are many components of this cut. It has a longer fringe, right? So you're gonna have like a longer fringe. The side has some kind of like tiered layers, you know, so it's kind of framing the face on the side. It's definitely not straight down to the side, like a, you know, like a Marsha Brady kind of thing. It's just very tiered on the side. So you have like some shaggy layers, mm-hmm. but it leaves the face like wide open. Like you cannot hide behind this haircut. It lets your face, like the sides of your face, like the temples, like your temples kind of shine through. Mm-hmm. So if you're wearing great earrings, they're definitely gonna have a
go
moment.
Well with the woof cut. Yeah.
Yeah, because your ears are like, you know, kind of on display. There is like, you know, people are saying like, oh, this is like a cool girl style because like a lot of models and like, you know, kind of downtown girls or have it. It's not your conservative style. I can't see a lot of bankers rocking this. I think you probably have to be fashion forward, maybe in a creative industry.
Yes. And it's made its way onto TikTok because people really like, I think it's one of those haircuts that is really transformative. So I was at Spoken Wheel the
Transformative.
Like you're not going to, you know, so I was watching this girl next to me get her hair cut and she had wavy hair. And first mm-hmm. of all, this is also a cut that looks great on wavy and curly hair. But I think for a long time, people didn't think this shag type hairstyle would work on any textured hair because, you know, it already creates texture with all the layers. So then you add in curls and waves and it can get very like, who's that guy that Weird Al Yankovic-y a little sometimes? Not to pull out a 90s reference, but...
I think that it actually like would look amazing with just like one earring.
Oh yeah. Oh, wait, I didn't finish. So the girl in the chair next to me was like getting this haircut. And so I said, oh my God, it's the wolf cut. My stylist didn't know like that name for it because to him, you know, it's a shag.
I actually think, you know, I kind of take back shag because I think I'm going to take back shag.
Okay.
Because I think a shag... you can kind of pull in front of your face, like a Jane Fonda in Clute. Like you can pull it in front of your face. And it's kind of, I think it's a bit, I think a shag is, okay, I'm gonna raise my hand here. I'm gonna put my neck out here. I think a shag is a little bit cooler. I think it's more timeless. I think a shag is totally timeless.
Oh, you don't think this cut is cool?
It's not for me. I think a shag is much more like classic. Like you can wear it in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Like the Beatles like had a shag. It's more of like a bowl cut, but like it is forever timeless silhouette.
Yeah.
I think this is very trendy.
It's very trendy. Speaking of trendy, I think it's funny that like all of a sudden in the US here, this is huge on TikTok. TikTok. I always say TikTok. You guys know what I'm saying. CNN actually called it Gen Z's answer to the mullet, which I thought was hilarious.
Right. Like a mullet is not classic.
Right.
A mullet
is. This is Gen Z's answer to that. So here's this trend. Everybody's writing about it this summer. This is not a new trend in the world, by the way. So I really wanted to find out when the name, the wolf cut started, because, you know, mm-hmm. it's like you give it a new name and it's a whole new haircut. So about 3 years ago, doing English research only, like in the English language. So clearly if in another language this was brought up, I wouldn't know. But I am dating mm-hmm. it back about 3 years ago in Korea. A lot of K-style blogs credit this to Kwon Boa. You probably know her as Boa, B-O-A, you know, like, nobody says BOA, Boa. She's the singer from South Korea who has, I called it a mullet when I first saw it on her, but apparently in Korea, it was called the wolf cut and very trendy. And you can even go back, there's like blog posts about this from like 2018-ish. And now mm-hmm. here, we're seeing it again. And there were a lot of K-pop stars that had it a couple of years ago. So part of me is like, cool, is this Gen Z and cutting edge in the USA and maybe some other countries, but in like, it's not in Korea. It's like it's old news. Like almost like we're doing this again.
I think it's, you know, I think it's cool. Like that people are, this is my feeling. It's not for me, but that's okay. Like, you know, I am like scared to get curtain bangs because I don't want like the grow up process. So am I going to get a wolf cut? No, but like, I like that people are doing something with
their
hair.
It's a style.
I feel like we haven't seen like a real like hairstyle since like, you know, Carly Kloss like cut her hair and got like a little kind of like mini shag. Like no one's like doing haircuts anymore.
Yeah.
Like when is the last time you've seen like a haircut?
Like the trend is like no trend. And maybe you have bangs or you don't. You have texture you don't. I'm not talking about like braided styles and like actual hair styles. I'm talking about cuts themselves.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. Like,
correct.
And I think part of the reason is it like really puts you to a time period. I think we all have like Jennifer Aniston hangover of like, we don't want to do that again. And we're all walking.
Right.
Not we're all, but like people of a certain
age.
Right,
it's like,
do you
want long
like,
or short?
There was a haircut that like just, yeah, it fully dated you. Or the Meg Ryan from back in the day. You're right. In the teens from 2010 on. Actually, maybe even from like 2000 on, I can't think of it any time where
I'm trying to think of a
like
haircut.
Took over.
I'm sure, guys, please, DM me. I'm sure I'm having like a midsummer like.
No, it was like everybody was doing beachy waves, and then it just exploded into you don't really need a style. You are going to style your hair. The cut isn't the style. So I get excited for the hairstylist in this because I feel like ooh, a little fun for them, right?
It's really fun.
Like watching the girl cut this woman's hair, like watching this haircut happen. I was excited. Like I was feeling the transformation. I even leaned over to, over and I said, oh my God, I feel like just layers of my pandemic life are coming off. And she's like, she was like, I just needed something fresh. And I think that ties into it too. It's like, you had these masks on, we were behind cameras. And like you said, this is a cut that exposes your face. You know, you can't hide behind this cut.
Yes.
It says, look at me. And I think that's so fun right now.
It's really fun. Listen, if I had like more like oomph right now, like if I had a little bit more like balls, I would think about it. But honestly, right now I don't have the balls. So like you guys do it. Do it.
If I didn't have calyx, and that's something to note, if you have calyx on your hairline, beware of the bangs, people. You know you've tried it.
How do you grow it out though? How do you grow it out?
I think then you go into like a little like a bob with long bangs.
Like a little
bob. Work with your stylist.
That's cute. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I don't know. It could be fun. I've had friends that over the years are like cut short and then they like grow it out into five different cuts and then they cut again. I'm always amazed by people like that, but I just don't have the time in the morning to style an actual hairstyle. Also, I feel like having the white streak, it's like, that's my thing. All right. Don't make me do a cut on top of the color, you know?
I like it. Again, not for me. I like the trend that's happening. I like hair trends. It gives us something to talk about.
Right.
So
anyway, and if you're in the mood for a cut, not sure what to do, want to get in on it, get a wolf cut. Send us pictures. I want to see it.
Okay, it's that time. It's time to raise a wand. We have a goodie from a listener named Hillary.
Hi, Jen and Jess. This is Hillary calling from Florida. Just wanted to say I love the pod and also raise a wand to my favorite summer moisturizer. I love to use the Verst Dewpoint Moisturizing Gel Cream. It absorbs really well. It makes my skin feel very nice. I have very oily combination skin, and it's very humid in Florida, so I need something that's going to be light and something that will do well under my makeup. So this is a great product and it's pretty affordable. Thank you so much for the show.
Thank you, Hillary. I love that. I'm big on changing your skincare as the seasons change. So anybody looking for a summer moisturizer, excellent recommendation. If you want to share your raise a wand, we want to hear it. Email us a voice memo at info@fatmascara.com or call us, call me. I won't pick up. You just get to leave a voice message. It's super fun and old school. 646-481-8182. So Jess, with your summer moisturizer on, it might be super hot outside and maybe you're lucky enough to have lovely air conditioning in your home and you just want to stay in your nice cool home and binge watch something. Well, guess what?
Right.
I have the binge for you. It's on HBO Max and it's called Hacks.
Oh yeah, yeah. You told me you like that.
And it's delightful. And I like it so much. And I finished it now that I want not just you to know about it, but the rest of the listeners as well. This is an intergenerational comedy, if you will, about she's not dried up. She's still big in Vegas, a huge comedian in her late 60s, I want to say, who has a famous career and she has this big time show in Vegas. And they're trying to push her out and bring in like younger acts. And somehow through her agent, she gets thrown together with a washed up, canceled TV writer from LA who tweeted something that got her canceled and she can't find work anymore. So they get put together in this, like, they're this unlikely but lovely duo and they create their own like family friendship, but it's freaking hilarious. Can I just say my favorite part of the whole show? This is like deep into the show. They're having this conversation and it's two comedians in their 60s and they're like making fun of millennials and going on. And the young writer is sitting there and like, she's sort of zoning out and she's like, uh-huh, uh-huh. And they finish and she's like, yeah, well, I'm not even a millennial. I'm 25. I'm Gen Z. And it just like shut down the whole thing. Like, well, you're not talking about me. And it just like went to show that like, this is like an ongoing source of like, just delight for me personally is I love when people of different generations get together, but the writing is really good and funny and the characters are great. I'm not going to try and name the actors' names because I'll mess them all up and I can't ever remember actors' names, but just go watch Hacks. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed.
Hacks.
Hacks. You love it.
I'm sure I'll love it. I actually heard it was good. So I'm saying I actually heard it was good. I heard it was good.
You heard it from me, okay?
No. People are saying. That's my favorite thing. People are saying.
They say. It's a great show.
They say. I love that when relatives say, like, they say you should wear SPF even on cloudy days. I'm like,
I always ask people when they say. I'm like, who say? Go ahead and ask people that. I guarantee you they don't have an answer. I saw it on Facebook as my friend who's my age. So I was like, on Facebook, you know.
I feel like they is always almost the Today Show. It's like the Today Show or like, the news.
I had a friend once, I don't know if I've told this story, but like she was trying to tell her daughter my age about a recipe. And the daughter's like, yeah, I get it. I want to try it. Where'd you find the recipe? She said, on the homepage. Her daughter's like, homepage of what? And she goes, you know, on the internet, on the homepage. And she's like, yeah, what did you set as your homepage? She's like, what do you mean set as your homepage? She was still using like AOL.com. Her browser came up, or maybe it was Internet Explorer, like whatever browser default homepage was where it was. And it gave you news. Might have been Yahoo News, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
I know many people like that. So I'm not going to laugh.
I'm not laughing either. I just thought it was delightful that it was such a like.
So sweet.
The homepage, you know, that's they.
P.S. Just quick sidebar. I just wanted to say that this weekend, I meant to tell you, I was at my parents' house and my parents get prevention. And Jen, for those of you who don't know, Jen used to be the beauty director of prevention many years ago. Lake was loving it.
Oh, because it's Lake size.
It's baby size.
It's a digest size magazine.
And Terry, my brother, was reading her article and she was loving it. And then he put it down and she brought it back to him and was like smacking it, like opening it up again.
Oh.
And he was cracking up because he was reading articles like, you know, what like the 10 things not to eat or like what not to like. You know,
I mean, our demographic, it was definitely not her age. It was a more mature demographic.
But she was really enjoying it.
I'm so
really
glad.
Enjoying
that's
it.
Delightful.
Yeah, so prevention has a reader in Lake. Okay, so now it's time for my raise a wand. So this is not a product. So you got a couple of freebies this week, guys. Okay, a couple of freebies. Some, you know, cheap entertainment. Actually, for Gen Z, you have to subscribe to HBO Max, but maybe you have a friend with a password. mine is Discontinued Makeup. It is an Instagram account. It has provided me lots of binge-worthy pleasure. I don't know how I stumbled on this gem. Actually, somebody tagged me, and if you listen to this podcast and I'm not mentioning you, I'm so sorry, but you... Oh, it was, I think, Amber. Amber, okay. I am so happy that you let me know about this page. It is exactly what it sounds like. It is ads for old discontinued makeup. And also sometimes they flash like an old Allure cover or a YM cover. But it's everything from, you know, old Chanel ads to some of my favorite old L'Oreal ads. L'Oreal Paris had the most amazing ads in the 90s. Revlon, I'm just scrolling through right now. Rimmel, oh my God, like the 90210 fragrance. Remember that? Incredible Cindy Crawford era Revlon. The freaking Versace makeup ad ads for Versace makeup that I talk about all the time. You will go down a rabbit hole. You will probably see some of my embarrassing comments where I'm like screaming, oh my God, remember this. I love this. It is such a dream. And what I'm going to be doing is on the Instagram this week,
New Fat Mascara Instagram.
The Fat Mascara Instagram. I'm going to be showing some of my favorite ads from olden days. And I would love for you to chime in and reply back or like tag us with your favorites. Yes. And I'll be sharing. Yeah, I'll be sharing. If you tag us, I'll be sharing the ones that I think are amazing that you've shared. So join in on the fun. You know, this is like my secret, not so secret obsession. And I don't know. This just gives me like so much joy. I don't know. I have like a sickness. Okay. I have a sickness. Indulge me.
It's not a sickness. We will definitely indulge you. And guys, get your beauty sleep. I hope you have a nice, cool sleep.
Cool.
Keep nurturing.
Keep it cool. Keep it cozy.
Restorative. We want that for you.
Restored.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise the Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.